Getting a lot of responses here. Porter O'Shea, this is great. Twitter reaction is brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Ken, the Browns don't have a depth chart. It's a pitching rotation at QB. Who's the ace? He wrote Kenny, Flacco, Sanders, Gabriel, Watson. He's got Watson in there.
I kind of like that, the pitching rotation.
I'd rather have Eric Plunk. At quarterback for the Browns.
Yeah.
216-474-0092. All right, let me get to Ed in Bay Village, and then I got to ask you who I should be rooting for. Hello, Ed.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
Not terrible. Oh, goodness. Congratulations on all your success. Yeah. I forgot I was taking a call from Bay Village. I apologize.
Except, Ed, we're dealing with the midges. They are out of control right now.
They are actually a sign of a healthy Lake Erie. So enjoy that.
Tone. Wow. Okay. Take that, Tone. Everyone, you don't know nothing.
Okay. I like a healthy lake.
You're never going to be doing a podcast for the EPA.
Our midges are successful. That's how successful we are.
That's incredible. Yes. Well done.
So I'd like to look at this question about their perception and what round from a different perspective. If we go back to being in the first round, Browns make the trade. We're on the clock at the fifth pick, and it's announced that the Browns select Sanders. What are we saying today? Basically, I think you guys, us all, there'll be some people saying we overdrafted him a little bit, whatever, let's go. He's a good, you know, it's a good pick. There'll be a lot of positivity about it.
Yeah.
Some detractors. We're on the clock at five, right? And the Browns select Dylan Gabriel. What the hell are we all saying today?
They'd probably compare him to Mike Junkin. Wasn't he taking fifth overall? Something like that? I got to look that up. Go ahead.
It'd be a train wreck.
Yeah.
So Dylan Gabriel in the third round is looked as if he's overdrafted. Sanders in the fifth round is at questions of why he fell. I think Sanders is looked at a value pick, is definitely the leader in the clubhouse of those two. And just a matter of time before he goes in, and then you just let the chips fall where they may. I see Flacco starting a few games. I'd love that. I've said that earlier. Mm-hmm. Pickett. I think you could dump Pickett, and probably end up with putting in what you got for him or what you gave up for him.
I think that's at you and me. I think we're all trying to look at it and go, what do the Browns? I think we're trying to gauge what the Browns want. I mean, they did trade a fifth round pick for Kenny Pickett. There's something about, and fifth round picks aren't much. I know that, Ed, but there's something they like about him. There's something they like about the guy. They could have went out and got Tanner McKee.
They gave up a couple picks to go use a fifth-round pick on Sanders. So about him. You know? I mean, I just think perception-wise, Sanders is the leader in the clubhouse. And the way we would look at that, if he was taken in the first round, would be like he's a first-round pick with a first-round talent. Like, we would be justifying
it. I got to agree. I'll tell you,
Ed, thank you for the call.
You hit on something that I'm going to have to get past as a psychological barrier, because he's right. If they just simply took him at two or five or whatever, I'd be nervous, but I would be a lot more excited, right? So the stigma of him dropping to the fifth, for some reason, I can't get it out of my head that I feel like all these other teams in the league, including the Browns, just don't think he's very good. And I got to get it out of my head because the Browns eventually took him.
Yeah, but there's also, let me tell you this. We are so used to getting defensive over our quarterbacks that we draft. This is totally different. I mean, you hear Shady McCoy speaking up for this guy. How many people have spoken up for Shador Sanders here over the last couple of weeks? If he were taking a number two overall, I'd be like, man, you guys overdrafted this guy.
Right.
And all the stories, the Giants and all that stuff be going, you guys sat there and drafted this guy after all this was said. It's like, no, they didn't. And now it becomes a redemption, prove them wrong type of thing instead of what we're used to. Gosh, you overdrafted this clown. What are you thinking? And I got to tell you, it's nice. It's nice. It's made me root for him even harder. Not for my usual Browns quarterback. I hope he does well. Yeah, I can say that about anybody. It's like, I really want him to do well. 216-474-0092. Demos and Shaker, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning. So, Kenny, as soon as we drafted Sanders, my thought was like, oh, Kenny Pickett is just going to be trade bait because, as long as Dylan and Sanders pan out like as if they're going to be pro quarterback someday, you let Flacco start, you see how the other two progress, But by then, Kenny Pickett, some other team is already going to be desperate for him. And the whole notion of, like, I actually agree with Stefanski about third or fifth. Who cares at this point? Because if you look back in the history of the NFL, there have been players that have been drafted lower and done it. So who really cares at this point? If you feel you drafted them because you can bring those two along and both might be ready, having two young quarterbacks of slightly different styles here, I'm happy about the whole notion of being able to use Kenny Pickett as trade bait.
So you would be I think that it in with Kenny Pickett, didn't the afternoon guys bring this up on Monday? I think we kind of saddled into this by accident here, Demos. Thank you very much for the call. Something about if you could get more for Kenny Pickett, would you make that trade a la Joe Flacco? Which I'm like, both are like fifth, sixth, seventh round picks if you're making a trade. Both of those guys. Because you're turning right around and making a trade for a guy you just traded for who is on his third team in the NFL. And then there's Joe Flacco, who's doing it for the love of the game and the paycheck and the $4 million. And hoping that maybe he can have some more fun here with the Cleveland Browns. Isn't that what it is? So I don't know what you're getting out of either one of those guys. I just would feel that they made the move for Kenny Pickett. I'm willing to bet that they are much more emotionally tied to Kenny Pickett and believing that he can be a good quarterback than what we want to think that they are. More on that coming up in a bit. Who should I be rooting for tonight? Should I be rooting for Indiana or should I be rooting for the Knicks? I'm a little bit torn here.
Boy, I've struggled with it. I think Indiana, I think they're a little more fun to watch.
Does Indiana going further make the Cavs look better?
Oof.
Or if you're a person that what get ready to pull out the bowls here and fire up. Or if you're a person that wants moves being made by the Cavs, if Indiana goes out there and gets trounced, it's like, dude, you got beat by a fraud. You got beat down by a fraud. Maybe it's time we make some moves. If you're a person who wants to make moves, I hand it right there for you. I hand it right there.
Yeah, so the Pacers have been now to the Eastern Conference Finals twice in a row. They made that Siakam move a couple of years ago, and boom, two consecutive Eastern Conference Finals when nobody had Indiana in this position this late in the year. It's crazy. Remember, it's just a few years ago, the Cavs were considered the brightest up-and-coming team. I remember ESPN had a whole discussion about
that.
It, and everybody agreed. They're like, yes, it's the Cavs. The Cavs, it's their future. And then Pacers make one move, and they're ahead of us, even though we were better than them in the regular season. So that's the first part of this. The East, as we know, looking forward, looks to be very, very wide open. So does it make me feel better if the Pacers end up being really good and then look good in the NBA Finals? Probably a little bit. Probably a little bit because that series was there for us. I mean, you just get the ball inbounds, you box out or get a lane violation call, you win game two. They shot out of your you-know-whats in the first game. We never shot well the entire series. Can you imagine if we would have gotten anything normal out of a healthy Darius Garland? So all of a sudden, you're not that far away whatsoever. If the Pacers win this series and then look good, probably in defeat, but look good in the NBA Finals.
So it makes you look better as a basketball team.
Yeah, maybe it does a little bit. Still doesn't mean I'm just running it back no matter what.
Well, I mean, I still got people in my mentions wanting to run it back no matter what. And I think that maybe Indiana might be able to calm some people down. If Indiana went out there and played really well, if they got trounced, I think that some people would be like, we got to get Giannis because these guys are way too soft if the Pacers become too soft for the Knicks.
Yeah, and don't forget, like, the Pacers were never considered that tough of a basketball team. That's been a storyline that really emerged after they beat us. Going into that series, I did not hear any of the national talking heads say, how are the Cavs going to handle the Pacers and their brutality? No, you never heard that.
I thought we talked about it, though.
Not a ton. Like, we did say Mathurin was an instigator. But all of a sudden, Nesmith and Nembhard, Obi Toppin off the bench. You know, McConnell is a scrappy player, but I didn't think he'd outplay Garland and Ty Jerome.
Yeah.
Like, so I think we're jumping to some conclusions right now based on them winning that series.
Who you voting for? Who are you rooting for?
Yeah, I said I'd probably root for the Pacers. And I do think they're more entertaining. Like, I watched last night. I didn't find that game to be all that entertaining, even when it was close. So the Pacers play an entertaining brand of basketball. They press full court. I mean, I haven't seen that since the old Rick Pitino Kentucky days. So That's fun to watch. You don't see that in the NBA at all.
They should slap the floor on defense.
Yeah, well, McConnell. I can see McConnell doing that.
Yes, you could. I know a lot of Knicks fans, but I also know that Knicks fans are Yankee fans. Are people are going to be watching this game? I think they will. Are they going to be watching this series? I think they will. I think there's an emotional tie to pull again. Man, do I got to really hope for the Pacers to win? They feel like the little guy. It's a smaller market, certainly. You know what? Can't believe I'm saying this. I guess I want the team that beat me to win. I guess I want the Pacers to win. I know a lot of Knicks fans, but I think that the other Knicks fans that I know, I think that that I don't know, I think they'll be insufferable, and I don't like them.
About Halliburton at MSG? I mean, you saw he hits a game winner in our house, which changed the entire complexion of the series.
Yes.
He has a moment like that at MSG. What does that do to him? That propels him big time.
That's very true.